Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the Coinage Act of 1965, which eliminated silver from American coinage and gave base metal slugs legal tender status. At the time, President Lyndon Johnson called the law a, quote, very rare and historic occasion, unquote. Johnson's comment may be an understatement. The Coinage Act of 1965 revoked many of the provisions of the Coinage Act drafted by Alexander Hamilton and passed by Congress way back in 1792. The original Coinage Act established the United States Mint, declared that the dollar was the money of account for the young nation, and defined the value of the dollar at 371 and one-fourth grains of silver, or the equivalent in gold. It also established a penalty of death for debasing U.S. coinage. In 1965, the value of the U.S. dollar was almost exactly the same as it was in 1792, just over 3/4 of an ounce of silver. This monetary stability helped foster peace and prosperity in America. Since then, dimes and quarters and later half dollars have been struck of an alloy of copper and nickel. 50 years ago, President Johnson claimed that the silver coins would continue in circulation side by side with the non-silver coins. He stated that they would not disappear from circulation or become rare collectibles. In fact, he said, quote, Treasury has a lot of silver on hand, and it can be and it will be used to keep the price of silver in line with its value in our present silver coin, unquote. This was a vain boast, as we have since seen. From 1965, the value of the U.S. dollar has plummeted more than 92% against silver. Silver coins have disappeared from circulation. The U.S. Treasury long ago exhausted its silver stockpile. Congress has repeatedly buried the bill for free competition in currency, first proposed by former Congressman Ron Paul in 2009. It would allow gold and silver coins to circulate once again. Alexander Hamilton would have understood its importance, but not today's politicians. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.